When the prophet Ezekiel was doing his ministry in the land of Judea, there once was this attitude that children are punished because of the sins of their parents. There was an expression, parents eat sour grapes and their children's teeth are on edge. Ezekiel did not, you know, put any credence into that thinking, because his feeling was, is if you committed sin, you did that of your own free will. One has to be responsible for his or her actions. We live in a society now where we, you know, have a tendency of blaming other people for our problems. I know I saw this, you know, see this in my psychotherapy practice, see it in my counseling. People want to blame others for their sins and their wrongdoings on their parents, their spouses, their teachers, their church, you name it, the list goes on. I once remember, you know, counseling a 24-year-old man, you know, who, you know, was doing his own acting out because he felt that his mother and father never, you know, loved him. I said, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but you have to move on and you have to find other people in your life to nurture you. I say, because look where you are now. You're at this age. You already have a bachelor's degree in philosophy. You're working on a master's degree in philosophy. You have never been gainfully employed in the course of your life. You don't even know how to drive a car. And you continuously say that you're angry at your parents because they did not love you. You cannot blame your parents for your behavior. We're all called to take responsibility for what we do and how we act. And this is relevant to the gospel that we have today. Jesus tells a parable. And unfortunately, there is no punchline in this parable, you know, to give a solution to the situation. Because Jesus poses this question, what is your opinion? And the parable really is about this. Taking care of what one has been blessed with. Because obviously, this father, this vineyard, has been taking responsibility of what God has given him. And he wants his sons to be able to take responsibility for the well-being of what they have and for the well-being of their family. One son decides, but decides not to do it, and then has a change of heart and does go to the vineyard. And the other son says yes, but doesn't go out at all to do it. It's a real sign of contradiction. You know, because we are human, and things get in the way of us being faithful to God's will and to the will of those who look after us. This is about taking responsibility. And in this particular parable, it is about, you know, one taking the responsibility for the well-being of the family. The vineyard is God's gift to this family. They ought to look after it. You're probably saying, well, that's, you know, an old story. We don't live on farms. We're not an agrarian society. Well, yeah, it's true. We're not an agrarian society. Some people are probably still living on farms. Some are probably right here in the congregation. But this is really about taking care of responsibility of one's journey of faith and one's moral obligations as well to that faith. A few weeks ago, I preached about how there are two kinds of religion. The religion of devotion, which is, you know, prayer, mass, rosary, recitation, novenas, adoration, all good things. Then there is the religion of commitment, where we take the religion of devotion and put what we pray into practice. There's one thing that is very central to us, and this is the sanctity of life. Pope John Paul II said in 1998 that we are pro-life unconditionally, meaning that the sanctity of life begins from the conception of life until its passage from this life into eternity. And that every, you know, element in every stage of development is to be respected. Feelings of racism, demonstrations of racism, are anti-life. They are sin. Father Brian Massengill, who is a priest and a Catholic theologian and an expert on, you know, race relations and racial tensions, has said that one of the ways to confront racism is for white people to call on other white people when racist attitudes are being displayed. Thus, one has to take responsibility for what one says and what one does. Racist attitudes, mocking people of color, participating in policies that keep Latino people at the border and keeping, you know, brown children in concentration camps or holding camps, you know, whatever they call, these are not good. They are anti-life. And as St. Paul says, we are of the one body and we are of the one mind and we are of the one spirit. And we are called to protect all elements of life. Thus, we have to be aware of who we are. We have to cleanse ourselves. Very often we sin because we do not feel the love of God in our lives. We feel inadequate. We endlessly, you know, may compare ourselves to other people or other groups. But it is in that love that we feel God's love and mercy, which is unconditional. Every day we say the Lord's Prayer, and we do say, deliver us, Lord, from all evil. Well, it is the God of love, deliver us from all evil. Give us the graces necessary. So as we continue, you know, with our liturgy, let's be grateful for God, how he's blessed us, and how he cleanses us of our sins. And we are always a call to begin again and again and again. God's love is unconditional. There's nothing that could ever break or wipe that away. But we are to see our God as a loving God, and his will is that we love him and that we love our neighbor as much as he loves that neighbor.